Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like life's just one giant to-do list? Like you're constantly running on empty, dribbling a million things and barely keeping your head above water? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and burnout, where always and feels like the default setting. But here's the thing. If you pour from an empty cup, eventually there's nothing left to give. That's why today, we're diving into something incredibly important: self-care. Not the bubble bath and face mask kind, although those are nice. But the deeper, more foundational kind that builds resilience, boosts your mental game, and helps you actually show up as your best self in all areas of life. Listen, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like prepping your car for a long road trip. You wouldn't just fill it with gas and hit the road without checking the oil, right? Same goes for your mind and body. You need to fuel them up, give them regular maintenance, and make sure they have what they need to thrive. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your well-being. 1. Define your full cup. What truly recharges you? Is it spending time in nature, reading a good book, jamming out to your favorite music, or catching up with loved ones? Figure out what activities fill your tank and make them non-negotiable parts of your week. Think of it like scheduling an important meeting with yourself. 2. Boundaries are your best friend. Learn to say no without guilt. Protect your time and energy by setting clear boundaries with work, social commitments, and even your own thoughts. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. It's okay to prioritize your needs and well-being. 3. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, and your thoughts without judgment. This can help reduce stress, increase focus, and bring a sense of calm even amidst chaos. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental overdrive. 4. Move your body, clear your mind. Physical activity isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good too. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hiking in nature, or joining a sports team. Exercise releases endorphins that boost your mood and help you manage stress. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind and body. 5. Sleep like your life depends on it, because it does. You can't pour from an empty cup if you're not getting enough rest. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Think of it as investing in your future self. A well-rested you is a more productive, focused, and resilient you. Okay, let's get real for a second. I know what some of you are thinking. Logan, self-care sounds great, but I have so much to do. You're juggling work deadlines, family responsibilities, maybe even side hustles. It feels impossible to squeeze in anything else. But here's the thing. Neglecting your well-being ultimately hinders your productivity and effectiveness. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up. You're running on fumes from sleepless nights and endless meetings. Your brain is foggy, you can barely focus, and you're starting to feel resentful. Sound familiar? Now imagine taking a few minutes each day to step away from the chaos. Going for a walk, listening to your favorite music, or simply meditating for 5 minutes. You come back to that presentation feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to rock it. See what I mean? Self-care isn't about adding more to your plate, it's about optimizing what's already there. So, how can you make self-care a non-negotiable part of your life? It's simple. Start small. Choose one thing from today's episode that resonates with you and commit to doing it consistently, even just for 5 minutes a day. That could be taking a mindful walk during your lunch break, scheduling a digital detox hour each evening, or simply practicing gratitude before bed. Remember, the key is consistency over perfection. Small steps lead to big changes. Now go out there and prioritize yourself. Your future self will thank you. See you tomorrow, Stoic Squad.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.